God.
God
gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Transformed. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Thoughts are transforming. They haven't been esteemed like they should be. You know, we've been camping on the subject of words. Well, what is a word? A word is a thought capsule. Think about it. A word, if somebody spoke to you something in another language that you did not understand, what would you get from it? Nothing. And yet, their words mean as much to them as your words mean to you in your language. But you didn't get anything out of it. Didn't mean anything to you. Why? Because it failed to convey that thought to you. So what are words? Words are thought containers. Thought capsules. What's going on right now? A lot of us are on the same page. A lot of folks are getting things before I even say it. Why? Because it's not just my thoughts. The source of the thoughts I'm getting is in you. Just like in me. That's why some things you get and understand before I have a chance to finish the sentence. God's thoughts. Oh, somebody say glory to God. God's thoughts. God's thoughts. Say it out loud. God's thoughts. Say it again. God's thoughts. What are God's thoughts? Whew. This thing has grown on me immensely just in the last few moments. Go to Genesis. I'm about to go back and start at the front. Genesis 6:5. God made the earth. God's thoughts are revealed in His creation. We take a lot of it for granted because we've already seen it. What does God think about? And what kind of thoughts does He have? He thinks flowers and trees and mountains and oceans. He thinks babies. He thinks life. Amen. You didn't come up with that. I didn't come up with that. Adam and Eve didn't come up with that. That was God's thought. I think when we get to the place where He's prepared for us, when we see heaven and paradise, I think some of it will be excited and glad to see some of it's familiar. Some things are like some things down here, minus the curse. Yes. And the death. Because He's the one who came up with this.
Right, right.
We see His taste. We see His thoughts. We see His ways in the earth. But after man fell, you know, in the beginning, God came down, communed with Adam and Eve in the cool of the day. What were they communing over? How were they communing? They're sharing his thoughts. Aren't they? How else do you commune? God comes down. Adam says, come on, let's go. That's God. They come around. Hi, God. Hey, Adam. Hey, Eve. And so what'd they do? What'd they talk about? His thoughts. They shared his thoughts. And it was beautiful beyond description. It was amazing. It was glorious. It was perfect. It was pure. Amazing. Awesome. Have to talk in tongues and not tell. But after they fell, well, how did they fall? Satan introduced other thoughts, didn't he? You will not surely die. A lying thought, a deceiving thought. And they received it, and they thought it, and they acted on it. They sinned, and it changed them into something. You know what it did? It conformed them into the origin of that thought. They stopped being just like the Lord, and they began to be like the devil. Whoever's thoughts you receive, you become like. And after generations of this going on, it got worse and worse and worse and worse until the whole earth was filled with ungodly, devilish thoughts and thinking. And Genesis describes it. God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and what? Every what? Imagination of what? Of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. That's when you know the destruction came. Now think about how powerful for evil a wrong thought is. That it brought the whole creation to this point. The point of total destruction. Thoughts are not insignificant. This is one of the first areas our mind needs to be renewed in. Is the importance, the significance of every thought.
Yes, thank you.
No such thing as thinking on something and it doesn't matter and it has no effect. And as long as I don't do it, it's no big deal. That is a lie. I said, that is a lie. Notice every imagination of the thoughts of the heart. He used that phrase. And this word imagination helps describe to us what a thought is. Helps define, I should say. What is a thought? Have you ever thought about it? What is a thought? Let's characterize it. Let's define it. What is it? Let me tell you what it's not. It's not material. Is it? It's not physical. Well, if it's not material, what is it? Thoughts. They're not physical. If they're not material, they're spirit. And they come from different sources, places, but they're not physical, they're spirit. What is a thought? If you look up this word, imaginations, it literally means in the Hebrew, a forming or a shaping. And it is the same idea in Genesis 2:7, when it says the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and then breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Before God formed, shaped man from the dust of the ground, where did man exist? Where was man before God formed him out of the ground? Where did that forming come from? Before God formed it in the earth, it was formed in him. An idea, a thought, is a shape. It is a form, and it is a spiritual force that can shape something out of the spirit into the physical. Get the picture of a potter forming a vase. He's at the wheel. There's no vase. And yet there is. Where's the vase? Well, the vase doesn't exist. Yes, it does. The fact that the vase is created and developed and is beautiful in people proves it existed there.
Yeah.
Its existence here proves it existed there. If it hadn't existed there, it could never have come here.
Yes.
Oh, are y'all with me, saints?
Yes.
And it wasn't formed when he put his hands on the clay. It was formed in the thought. It was shaped. It was formed. Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Thoughts are not insignificant. Thoughts are not to be trivialized. Every thought comes from somewhere. And every thought is endeavoring to form something and shape something. Every thought. There are evil thoughts. There are destructive thoughts. Thoughts of death, thoughts of failure, thoughts of poverty. But there are thoughts of prosperity.
Yeah. Yeah.
There are thoughts of holiness.
Yes.
There are thoughts of life and freedom.
Yes.
And deliverance.
Yes.
Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
I want you to think a moment about the power of these things. There are thoughts that you can begin to think, and immediately it'll raise your heart rate. It'll raise your blood pressure.
Amen.
It'll make you perspire. Huh? And all you did was think about this. Does it have power?
Yes.
There are other thoughts. You begin to think about them and you start to calm down. Begin to relax. Some thoughts, just the thought of it, thrills you. You begin to think on it, and it just thrills you. You can't help but smile. And all you're doing is thinking, I thought. I said, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Transformed, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me